Welcome to this Nabrita May Meditation. In this meditation, we will connect with energies of Mother Earth, the cosmos, and the elements of this month. We will guide you to cleanse, heal, and activate your aura and your chakras, connect collectively, and take you onto a journey into May. Please find a quiet place and get comfortable, either in a sitting or lying position, and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and out to let go of the day, to land in the here and now. Focus on your heart and on your breath. And imagine to breathe into your body and your aura. With every in-breath, you are pulling in light from the cosmos, from the stars, from the sun, from the moon, to patch up holes in your aura. Feel how it softly wraps around your body to nurture and strengthen you. Imagine your aura filling up with light. And stretch your aura to the front, to the back, to the left, to the right, to the top, and to the bottom. Stretch it as much as it feels comfortable, but make it big enough to cover your entire body. Envision that you grow an energetic cord from your center, your heart, down through all your lower chakras, through your legs and feet and your aura bubble, deep into the earth, pushing gently through its layers of soil, mud, shells, and crystal, until your cord reaches the liquid and warm center of Mother Earth. Stay there for a while until you feel its loving and nurturing energy climbing back up the cord, all the way through the chakras, back up to your heart. Feel it filling your root chakra, promoting safety and stability. Your creative center, the sacral chakra. Your solar plexus, just above the navel, enabling you to be in the here and now and to do the things you love. And back into your heart to nurture your emotions, your empathy and love for self and others. Now grow an energetic cord from your heart through the upper chakras, your throat chakra, enabling you to speak your truth, your third eye, the point between your eyebrows, which is your intuitive center, your crown chakra, and aura, which connects your physical and energetic body with the cosmos, all the way up to the central sun. You are now connected and hold from above and below. You are one with all there is. Feel the flow of bright, white, golden light fill your entire body. Imagine the light radiating and filling up your aura, which now lights up like a light bulb. Let us now call in the archangels, Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, as well as Metatron and Sandalphon, and all other angels, light beings, ascended masters, personal guides, ancestors, and totem animals. May they support and safeguard us on our journey into May. We also invite the Hawk, the nature guide of May, and Goddess Bridget to bring us her lightness and joy celebrating this Beltane. And Bellini, the spirit of the willow, to help us open up, embrace, and unite our masculine and feminine strength as present in the willow herself. Now, imagine you are standing around a high wooden pole made of willow wood. The pole is standing in the center of a big wooden ring, and there is a long, wide gift ribbon and a marker for you lying in the grass. Take the marker and write one word on the ribbon. Your intention for this month and the coming period. Tie this ribbon onto the ring and hold on to the end of it while watching the wooden hoop being lifted all the way onto the top of the pole. You are now standing upon the rest of the group around the maypole. We are all connected via our ribbons on the wooden ring. We are sharing and exchanging loving energy, creating a safe space, allowing and embracing all there is. Goddess Bridget invites us to playfully dance around the pole while weaving our ribbons together. We are one, all connected and filled with love energy from above and below. Feel it for a moment. Enjoy the dance. Enjoy the music and the company of all the other group members you're connecting with. Feel the soil on your feet. And just enjoy your dance.
Close by, you hear a river flowing. And on this river, you see these beautiful boats made of willow branches. These boats are decorated with yellow masculine branches and flowers on the right side, and green feminine flowers on the left. In the first boat, you see Goddess Bellini. She's the one who feels, loves, and unites the masculine feminine energies we have inside of us. She waves at you and invites you to join her. You step into the boat and feel it rocking below your feet. With her, we will travel to the underworld, the world of imagination. A new world where we can unite and balance our healthy masculine and feminine elements. Then Goddess Bellini gives us the sign to start rowing to start our journey. You feel the excitement and curiosity inside of you of what is ahead. And together we laugh, and we sing, and we drink. And we enjoy the sound of the water around us and below us. After a while, Bellini leads us to the banks of the river. You step out of the boat onto the land, and you walk onto a beautiful meadow. It is filled with flowers in all colors and forms, and you smell the sweet scent of blossoms and flowers. Birds are singing, and the rays of the sun warms your skin, while you feel a soft breeze. You start to pick some flowers. We make necklaces, and we decorate each other, put them in our hair, and we look amazing. And you feel the connection with this time of the year, between winter and summer, this time of blooming, of sensuality. Then ahead of us you see a cave, and together with Bellini, you enter it. It is covered with crystals. You are amazed by the beauty of it, and you feel they are very powerful. It's all around you, and these crystals radiate the energy of the divine, of unconditional love, compassion, and ultimate forgiveness. You start breathing in this energy with every breath. You feel it enter your body, your energy bodies. And you breathe it deeply into your womb, knowing that this will help you to balance your masculine and feminine energies. And when you breathe out, you let go of everything that is heavy, that is no longer serving you. You are letting go of all that is not resonating with these frequencies of the divine, unconditional love, compassion, and ultimate forgiveness. Breathe it into your belly. And breathe out what is no longer serving you. While you keep on breathing in these beautiful energies, you ask your team of light to support you in this healing. Angels, guides, ancestors, Bellini and Bridget. And you can call in the womb healers and trust that when you ask them to support you in this healing, that they will be there for you. You only have to ask them. Breathe in. And when you breathe out, let go of all the suffering of all women before you, in your ancestor line. the suffering of past lives. The collective suffering. Breathe out your own experiences in this life of suffering connected to your womb. Pain, feeling unsafe, feeling small, suppression, saying yes but feeling no, and putting others else first. And feel how the guides are holding you and supporting you with their love, how they are holding space for you and guiding you in your healing process. Breathe in the beautiful energy of unconditional love and a divine forgiveness, compassion. Breathe out the suffering. And with your next breath, breathe in healing, the crystal energy into your solar plexus, your third chakra energy center, underneath your heart and above your belly button, your navel. And that is the color yellow. It is connected to action and doing. More masculine energies. And feel your sun there that is full of energy. Fill it up with this crystal energy, this healing energy, to help you take action and realize your ideas and plans. Make it grow. And breathe out all that is no longer serving you. The rushing, the pushing yourself, the having to, the I should, I must, and not allowing yourself to take a rest, and wanting to control everything and everyone. Breathing the energy that helps you to take action and doing in balance. To balance the giving and receiving. You are allowed to do it your way, in your own pace. To choose what is good for you. To feel into what you need. To let your creativity flow. To show yourself into the world and bring your amazing ideas and energies into this world to manifest them, to give them form. To show yourself and protect your boundaries. Then Belili walks towards you and she opens her arms for you. You fall into her embrace and feel the warmth of her heart. And you connect with that feminine soft power within her that is also in you. She reminds you of that energy and you activate it for the coming period. Then you walk out of the cave and you see the others. You gather around a magnificent huge willow with high hanging branches all around you to embrace you and protect you. And you feel that this is a sacred space. You ask the willow and you ask Balili, what unhealthy feminine quality or masculine quality do I want to let go of? And then you just offer it to the earth. The roots of the willow are supporting you to give it back to the earth. Just let it flow all the way down into the earth. Mother Earth is waiting for it. She loves to support you by taking it in, absorbing it, and transforming it. And then you ask the willow and Balili, what is already alive in me and wants to see the light? Maybe you already know, or maybe you don't. Maybe you already use it sometimes. Just trust that whatever comes up first is exactly the right answer. What healthy and amazing quality in you would that be? And maybe you see a symbol, a color, a word, an image. And then you see an amazing hawk landing on the shoulder of Balili. She has clear eyes, and you feel that she has a strong personality, and she's looking at you. And you look back. And by doing that, the energy of determination, of daring, and the healthy protection of your boundaries is being activated in you. All these qualities in you are already there. And the eyes of the hawk also activate this quality of yours, so you can use it to the fullest and share it with the world. And you anchor it into your body. So you can bring it into the light that it's always there to connect with. You are fierce. You are courageous. And soft at the same time. It's all inside of you. And with this energy, you dance together with Balili and Bridget and the others. You celebrate yourself, your feminine and masculine energies, your intuition, your creativity, and the doing and the acting, all in balance. You celebrate the amazing person you are. And then slowly you start to breathe into your belly. Repeat that a few times for you to slowly come back into your body here on earth, in the room you are. Come back into your body and start to move your fingers and your hands. Move your toes and your feet. And then start to move everything that wants to be moved. Just follow your body. Maybe you want to stretch a bit your arms. Move your head. Move your shoulders. And then slowly open your eyes again. And then write down what you want to remember of this journey. The insights, the words, the images, the colors, the messages. You can even make a drawing if you want to. And take some time to sit with this. Thank you for journeying with us. Sending you lots of light and love. Britta and Natasha.